In our Bible class today, we are reading the story out of the Bible about Abraham and the strangers. You may want to turn to Genesis chapter 18. In just a few moments, I'm going to begin reading in Genesis 18:13. If you have the old King James Version of the Bible, you'll be able to follow this reading very closely. I'm actually reading from a revision of that Bible that was done in 1901. It's called the American Standard Version, and it follows very, very closely in wording of the King James Version. And so I'll be reading a little different translation than the one you may have, but get your Bible and follow along. You'll be able to do so easily, and you'll recognize and remember this story. The story began when these strangers show up at Abraham's tent, and they fix him this meal, and they are being refreshed, and they tell Abraham that he and Sarah will have a son, and Sarah couldn't believe it. In fact, it tickled her, and she laughed, and they thought, "Why did you laugh?" And that's where we're going to begin the story in just a minute. Genesis 18:13. Before we continue, I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now, students, get your class book, which is your Bible. Turn to Genesis chapter 18 and follow along as I begin reading in verse 13. And Jehovah said unto Abraham, "Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Shall I of a surety bear a child who am old? Is anything too hard for Jehovah? At the set time I will return unto thee, and when the season cometh round, and Sarah shall have a son.' Then Sarah denied, saying, 'I laugh not,' for she was afraid. And he said, 'Nay, but thou didst laugh.'" Genesis 18 and verse 16. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And Jehovah said, "Shall I hide from Abraham that which I do, seeing Abraham shall surely become great and mighty nation, and all nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I have known him to the end that he may command his children and his household after him, that they may keep the way of Jehovah, to do righteousness and justice, to the end that Jehovah may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." And Jehovah said, "Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it which has come up unto me. And if not, I will know." Genesis 18:22. And the men turned from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before Jehovah. And Abraham drew near and said, "Wilt thou consume the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there are 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou consume and not spare for the place for the righteous 50 righteous that are therein? Then it be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked. So the righteous should be as the wicked, and be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" And Jehovah said, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake." And Abraham answered and said, "Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, who am but dust and ashes. Peradventure, there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, "I will not destroy it, if I find there 40 and 5. And he spake unto him yet again, and said, Peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall be 30 found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the 20's sake. And he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the 10's sake. And Jehovah went on his way as soon as he had left off communing with Abraham. And Abraham returned into his place. Genesis chapter 19. And the two angels came to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot saw them, and rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth, and he said, Behold now, my lords, turn aside, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and you shall rise up early, and go on your way. And they said, Nay, but we'll abide in the street all night. And he urged them greatly. And they turned in to him, and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both young and old, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot, and said unto him, Where are the men that came into thee this night? Bring them out to us, that we may know them. And Lot went out unto them to the door, and shut the door after him. And he said, I pray you, my brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold now, I have two daughters that have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out to you, and do ye to them as good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for as much as they are come under the shadow of my roof. And they said, Stand back. And they said, This one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now we will deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and drew near to breaking the door. But the men put forth their hand, and brought Lot into the house unto them, and shut the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. Genesis 19:12. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides son-in-law, and thy sons, and thy daughters, and whomsoever thou hast in thy city? Bring them out of the place, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before Jehovah, and Jehovah hath sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, who married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for Jehovah will destroy the city. But he seemed to his sons-in-law as one that mocked. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened to Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters that are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. But he lingered. And the men lay hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, Jehovah being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth, and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, Oh, not so, my lord. Behold now, thy servant hath found favor in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy loving kindness which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest evil overtake me and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto. It is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. It is it not a little one, and my soul shall live? And he said unto them, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow the city of which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. Genesis 19:23. And the sun was risen upon the earth when Lot came unto Zoar. Then Jehovah rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from Jehovah out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he had stood before Jehovah, and he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain, and behold, and lo, the smoke of the land went up as the smoke of a furnace. Genesis 19:29. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham, and sent Lot out of the midst of this overthrow, and he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt. Genesis 19:30. And Lot went up out of Zoar, and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar. And he dwelt in the cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn said unto the younger, Our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come into us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve the seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night. And the firstborn went in and lay with her father. And he knew not when she lay down, nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the morrow that the firstborn said to the younger, Behold, I lay yesternight with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also. And go thou in and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also. And the younger arose and lay with him. And he knew not when she lay down, nor when she arose. Thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. And the firstborn bare a son, and called his name Moab, the same as the father of the Moabites unto this day. And the younger she also bare a son, and called his name Ben-Ammi, the same as the father of the children of Ammon unto this day. Well, that is the reading from Genesis chapters 18 and 19. And that prepares us to study this story of Abraham and the strangers. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is found in Genesis 18:18. All the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. The devotional reading is the 133rd Psalm. The inscription to this psalm says, A song of ascents of David. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that came down upon the skirts of his garments, like the dew of Hermon, that cometh down upon the mountains of Zion. For there Jehovah commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. The place of this lesson, the oaks of Mamre, Hebron, Sodom, and other places of the plain of Siddim, had been noticed in previous lessons, and it might be good to look at that map. Maybe you have one in the back of your Bible, and try to find Hebron and Sodom. And Sodom will be hard to find, but it is thought to be buried somewhere down under the Dead Sea. And in our next class, we'll look at Elam's notes on this Sunday school lesson.